This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moon Doggies, I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Nice little vocal crowd tonight. Coach, coming off a bye week, give us an update on the program.
Well, you know, I feel that we were rejuvenated a little bit. You know, our kids, you know, we had the loss to Richmond Hill, but we bounced back from that. We had a great week of practice. The kids have been getting after it hard. This week, practice has been fantastic for the most part. You're really starting to see a lot of growth in some of our players, like some of the younger players, when they started the season, you know, just were a little shaky, and now they're feeling confident. Watching our run game really look good this week in practice, and then also the intermittent, you know, Pat Leggett, I'll talk a little bit about him, because he's always been in the shadows of others, and this week in practice, he has really lit it up. I'm hoping that it shows on Friday night. I was excited about him in the passing game. And then you know, Kevin Thomas coming out there. He's really doing a good job. And you know, Xavier Bean has turned it up another notch. You got Tyrese Jones doing his thing, and then the running backs Jacoby Hill and Reese Simmons and also Charlton been getting after it hard. KJ is playing the best football that he's played on the offensive side of the ball, and the offensive line continues to gel and get better. Defensively, you know, we made a couple tweaks here and there. I think it's going to work out to our advantage. So we're just going to see what happens on Friday night.
Coach, talk a little bit more about KJ Lee. He's got a high completion percentage this year. He's completing a lot of passes, down the field passes too. So he's playing really, really well.
He is. I mean, his definitely the down the field deep ball to Tyrese in particular, that's the one that he's hit several times, and a couple other guys here and there, but him and Tyrese got a pretty good connection down the field, and then, you know, hitting the intermediate passes with Bean and the quick ones with also Tyrese and Pat Leggett. He's coming on strong. He's making the right decisions for the most part, and he gets better every week.
Talking about Pat Leggett, Coach, he caught on that opening drive last week, or last game against Richmond Hill. I think he caught four balls on that opening drive, and I can't remember how many he had for the game, but he made a real impressive showing.
He had three on the opening drive, but one of them was called back, didn't count, and that was his longest one too.
Right.
But then he caught a couple more throughout the game. I don't remember exactly how many he had, but it was definitely his most impressive statistical night that he's had so far. And I just think it's going to keep going. I think he's going to get better and better and better. I think he's going to start. He's earned KJ's trust, and he's running really good routes, and he's now starting to become a target.
Coach, your offensive line, last game against Richmond Hill, had a lot of passing yardage, ran the ball really, really well, and they pretty much shut down Glenn Academy's offense last week in a loss, but offensively, had to be pleased with the amount of production you got against that defense.
I am. You know, our offense has gotten better since the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season, we struggled a little bit, had some a lot of inconsistencies, and really, you know, since the Northeast Macon game. By the way, Northeast Macon's undefeated except for us. It was the only loss they had. They've been playing really well.
They
so
are.
Proud of those guys down there in AA. But in the first. You know, that first quarter, first then we struggled a little bit. I think we had three drives that were stalled. Since then, we haven't really had many drives stalling us. We've been doing a really good job offensively, and I really think that our offense is starting to get into that prime condition, and hopefully you'll see that carrying on Friday night and then on through the last game of the season and into the playoffs.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your offensive line all year long, they have knocked people off the football, and personally, I think that's the strength of the team. That and the run, well, there's a lot of strengths, but the offensive line really stands out.
They do. I mean, Coach Grady does a tremendous job with the offensive line. He works them really hard, and don't cut them any slack. You know, if you're ever at practice, you wouldn't think they're the strength of our team because they're, Coach Grady is always in them. But, you know, Caleb Cook, he's definitely the anchor of that offensive line, and he's had a tremendous year. He's really lived up to the billing that he is, and being the captain of our team, I think it's well-deserved. Every week he goes out there and he grades out real high, plays well. So, you know, I'm very pleased with the whole entire unit, but I definitely wanted to mention his name, and I'm very thankful for what he's done for us so far this year and what he's going to continue to do for us.
Coach, your wide receivers, you touched on them briefly. As a unit, maybe they've come the farthest this whole season from the beginning of the season. The lights really come on for that unit.
Definitely the biggest concern we had was consistency. We knew there's talent there, but there's been a lot of inconsistency with that group. And they've started getting better there. It starts with the little things, Kim. It's coming to practice on time, coming to the meetings on time, paying attention in the meetings, not falling asleep in the meetings. These are things that were happening early on in the year, and this is why we didn't really rely on that group, and that's why the group was inconsistent. But they've since matured. They're doing the things they need to do. And the younger guys are really starting to work into it, and that's why you're starting to see the progression in the wide receiving core, as you're seeing, is because they are starting to pay a little bit more attention to the detail.
And I thought it was pretty, you know, we interviewed a couple of the wide receivers last week on the show, and I thought it was a pretty remarkable remark that Tyrese made. He said that he really didn't care about doing all the stuff to be a good football player until the summer. And then it matters to him now. And that's a good thing to hear a young man say.
Yeah, it does matter to him now. You know, and who's known what type of football player he would have been if he always put his heart and soul into it. But, you know, the kid is a very good basketball player. He always worked real hard. He's a tremendous athlete. But something clicked in him this year about football, and he just decided he loved the game, and he's given that 100% effort into the game, you know, football like he does basketball. And it's really starting to pay dividends for him. You know, the two that you know, interviewed, you know, Tyrese and Bean, they're the only two seniors we have right now at the receiving core. And we got everybody coming back. And so it's you know, yeah, I'm going to be sad to lose those two, but that receiving core is going to be a strong group in the future.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. The running back group, Coach, otherwise known as the Wolfpack, special group of young men.
They are, you know, and that Wolfpack group, we've had a couple eighth graders coming out and starting to watch the way they practice and been really observing and actually getting in some of our drills, talking about these running backs. And we got another group of Wolfpacks coming. So it's just watching the way that they bond, the way they work together, the way they do things, and seeing the younger guys also watch the way they do it and starting to imitate that. Yeah. That's a special group of kids. Jacoby and Ree, I'll put them two up. I wouldn't trade them for the world. I don't care what other running backs are out there. Those are my two guys at running back, and I think they do a tremendous job on the field, off the field. They always have great energy. And I think they're going to be great leaders of this football team, and they're showing the younger guys how to do it.
It seems like those two have been here forever, but they're only juniors.
Only juniors, yeah. They came on the scene. They came on the scene as sophomores. Both had really good years as a combination. And then their roles have tied. They turned this year. And, you know, Jacoby had the 1,500 all-purpose yards and was leading everything in the region, and this year it's Ree. So it's kind of neat to watch them feed off of each other, and I'm very, very curious what's going to happen in their senior year.
Coach, talk a little bit about Jacoby. You were telling me before we came on the air here that he's looking better and better in practice running around as he gets over that knee injury.
Oh, definitely. This week in practice, Jacoby looked the best he's been since. He looked like he did before his knee injury. He's really starting to do well on his cuts. He's gained a lot more confidence in it. You saw his speed back to where it was, and yeah, that's something that's been lacking. But I think he's back to the same old Jacoby that we knew at the beginning of the year, and I'm excited to see what he does with the ball in his hand Friday night.
Coach, let's change it over to special teams. We had a couple of miscues on special teams. Kick coverage against Richmond Hill was not up to your standards, and we botched a punt snap, and that we gave up a touchdown because of it. Talk a little bit. It's been a strong area for us this year, but we struggled a little bit against Richmond Hill.
Yeah, we did, and it cost us a little bit, but we looked good this week in special teams, and Kyle Rayburg, if he gets the ball into the end zone kicking it, we don't have to worry too much about the coverage. But even going down there, we did a couple of drills to help us from fix the mistakes that we made. And so hopefully we won't have those mistakes again that we had in the Richmond Hill game. And then, of course, kicking the football on putting it, you gotta get the snap, you gotta get it off. Once our kicker, once he gets it off, Elbine, he does a good job. It's just, he had a low snap, and he didn't handle it real well, and he had issues there. So as long as he gets the snap where it needs to be, he'll do fine.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches, take it over to the other side of the ball. I'll start with the defensive backs. Give me an update on that group.
Well, it's good that we're going to get Keon back. Keon Leggett, he was out. He had a four-wheeler accident and didn't get to play in the Richmond Hill game. We have him back, so that's definitely a big plus. Gassens, he's playing really good football at safety. Amarion Whitfield, he's doing a good job. And, we're getting better. Ivan Johnson's playing the strong safety, he gets better every week also. So I'm very pleased. There we got McFadden starting to get a lot of reps in the secondary. He's doing a good job there. Derek Smith is getting more experience at corner when he's in. So I'm very pleased with what the secondary is doing. I think they're going to do a tremendous job for us on Friday night.
Linebacker position, coach, we've got some seniors at the linebacker position that have played well for you in their careers at Brunswick High. Talk a little bit about how that group's progressing and what you're looking for out of them for the balance of the season.
Well, two of them, Zane Rosenbaum and Cameron Crump, their consistent play has definitely helped us out tremendously. They've been doing a good job. You're going to see Lionel Tweedy get a lot more playing time. He's actually going to start for us this week at outside linebacker. And Lionel, if you remember, he played the first 2 weeks of the season for us. You know, when Moose was out, you know, Moose is out again, so Lionel is back in that spot. I know he's going to do a good job. As soon as Moose came back, Lionel had a shoulder injury,
okay,
and it held him out for a couple games. But now he's back. He's a young sophomore. He'll do a good job. And you're going to see, you know, AJ Wilson in two different roles. You're going to see him in the middle of the field like you've seen him all year, and then you're going to see him on the edge like he was last year out there. And I think he's going to do a good job coming off the edge when we need him to do that. Mawiba is a junior. Adam Mawiba, he's going to get a lot of playing time at middle linebacker, along with Stanley. So we're going to be using a bunch of guys, you know, at the linebacker spot. So I'm excited about what we're going to see. You're going to see a steady rotation of guys. Of course, three of the guys, you know, Mawiba, Stanley, and Tweedy will all be back next year. So they're going to get some valuable experience this Friday.
Coach, finally, the defensive line. Kayshawn Thomas having an all-region kind of year. Caleb Hampton's having a good year. Rosenbaum, he walks up a lot from the outside and kind of is a hybrid. So talk a little bit about that group.
Well, we know Caleb Hampton, you know, and Kayshawn Thomas. We know those two are going to be consistent good football players. They've been really good for us throughout the year. But there's going to be a couple other names. There's a freshman we have. He's been on the JV team and he's on the scout team. But I think we're going to see him a little bit on Friday night, named River Creel. I think River is going to come in and he's going to do a lot there. We also have a big 6'8" sophomore that's playing quite a bit. Merriweather. He's going to play a lot more reps on the defensive end. I think he's getting better every week, and I'm looking for good things out of him. And then another sophomore we have named Jordan Jimerson, who is probably, you know, we have a 6'8" kid. This kid might be 5'6", but on the D line. But he gets after it. He goes hard. One pound for pound, he's one of the strongest guys on the team. And we're going to be playing him. He's going to get some varsity playing time too for the first time. So we're going to do a defensive line by committee. We got some experience out there with Caleb Hampton and Kayshawn Thomas. Even though Kayshawn's only a sophomore, he's a very experienced sophomore. Yes, and then we got these other three guys rolling that played in the JV games. Merriweather's played in a couple varsity, but these three guys that played JV, we have a lot of. They have a big upside, Kip, and I just think that it's time for them to shine.
When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about Bradwell Institute. We'll talk about the playoff picture. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glynn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kim Branton. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, we go to the Bradwell. We go to old historic Ovie Field at Bradwell Institute on Friday. A place, and me and the professor were talking about it earlier, a place we haven't played well in a long time. So talk a little bit about Bradwell, and first let's talk about what they do on offense.
Well, Bradwell's been struggling with a little bit of identity on offense. They got two receivers that can hurt you, kid. They got number one and number 13. They're tall, they're long, they can do a lot of good things. The problem they've had is getting the ball to them. You know, their quarterback play, number 12, he's more of a runner than he is a passer. He can escape and get the ball off, but, you know, he's struggled in the passing game. He's not the most accurate kid. He's a good athlete, but they do struggle with quarterback play. And then they'll do, like, a lot of by committee, a lot of wildcat stuff. 23, don't know his name. It looks like Troy Polamalu. Plays middle linebacker. And
been there forever.
Oh, the guy is a tremendous athlete. But now they got him running fullback. Okay. And he'll also do, they'll do direct snaps to him and stuff like that. And this kid's a can play. And then they got another running back, number 5, who is dangerous. The biggest challenge is for Bradwell is going to be, can they block our front? You know, if our defensive front plays to their capability, Bradwell's going to have a very hard time with them. But if we go in and we're slack and we don't do what we're supposed to do up front, you know, they've got the weapons that can't hurt you if they get going. So we got to make sure we're sound. We got to make sure we're playing really good football. And we got to you know, play the next play. Play the next play regardless if we do something well or adversity hits us. We got to make sure that we stay focused and do what we need to do.
Yeah, because between just you and me, we're down 6-0 before we get off the bus Friday night.
I know this, that you know, I've only been here in Brunswick for, this is my fourth season. Yeah. We've only played there one time. And this will be the second time in 4 years, but the one time we played there, we lost. Now, they had a guy named Kevin
Harris.
Kevin Harris is the starting tailback for South Carolina.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he was tough to deal with, but, you know, from my understanding, also, you know, Brunswick, the year before I got here, also lost over there. So it's been a while for Brunswick to actually won a game over there, so we got to make sure we're on top of it.
And we're going to be on top of it. You're listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, defensively, talk a little bit about what the Tigers do on defense.
Well, I call them the copycatters.
Copycatters?
Yeah, this is what I mean. They started the season off in a 4-4 defense. And then as they went on, they played Richmond Hill. And after they played Richmond Hill, they switched from the 4-4 to the 3-4. And then they stayed with the 3-4 again the last 2 weeks versus South Effingham. So I think when we're in a 21 personnel or 20 personnel or 11 personnel, they're going to be in a 3-4 type scheme. And really, it's almost a 50. You know, it's a 3-4 scheme, but it's five defensive linemen that they're going to commit to, you know, to it. But when we go into twins personnel, or we go in, which is called 10 personnel, but if we're in 10 personnel, or in twins, or we're in trips, I think they're going to go back to the four-man front. It's going to be a 4-2 box, and we just got to make sure we do what we need to do. If they try to play us with four guys in the secondary, then we're going to run the ball extremely well. If they bring somebody up, then we're going to throw the ball extremely well. So we just got to see, you know, how they're going to play us, and then we got to make sure that we do what we need to do offensively to take care of business there.
They seem like they've struggled stopping the run this year, Coach, against good football teams.
They have, and that's what makes them have to bring other people up in the box, and then that leaves them vulnerable in the passing game. And if everything shows the way it's been showing on film, statistically, that kind of stuff, they're going to have to do that in order to stop our run game. If our offensive line is playing the way we know our offensive line can play, our running backs run like they did this week in practice, and we execute the way that we know how to execute, it's going to be very difficult for Bradwell to stop us.
It'd be nice to see Hill and Simmons have 100 yards each Friday night. That would be just lovely.
I'm hoping they do. I'm hoping they reach their marks. You know, we're looking for Reed to finish the year out, getting over 1,000. He's 123 yards out. We're looking for Jacoby to actually get back to his old self. But I'm excited about Leggett. I really enjoyed his practice. I've watched him. I really want to see him have a breakout game. So I'm also excited for the opportunity that's in front of that young man.
Like in the speed sweep, when you bring him in motion, hand him the football?
Yeah, speed sweep. There's going to be several ways. We're finding ways to get him the football. I do think majority of his stuff will probably be through the air. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We're going to give him the football, or at least we're going to give him opportunities where the football's going to go in his direction.
Coach, with 3-1 in the region, it appears if things shake out the way I think they're going to shake out, if favorite teams win their games, we're going to have a three-way tie for the region championship. And just go through the playoffs for us real quick, the playoff scenarios.
Well, three-way tie. Our region decided on a tiebreaker to be points allowed instead of point differential. I voted for point differential, but I got outvoted. So we have to go whatever the region does. But the region went with points allowed. And in doing that, this points allowed with the three teams that are tied for first place, which were us, Richmond Hill, and
Glenn.
And Glenn Academy were all tied for first place with one region loss. If it comes out where all of us only have one region loss at the end of it, it's going to be Glenn Academy will get the one seed because they have allowed the least amount of points. And then after that, it just goes to head-to-head. And since Richmond Hill beat us head-to-head, then we would be the number three if it goes out that way. So it just depends. At least we'll be co-region champs.
Yep. We'll be just take care of the next 2 weeks, and we'll have a championship trophy in our trophy case. And any last thoughts, Coach, on Bradwell before we wrap it up here tonight at Moondoggers?
You know, Bradwell, you know, we're gonna look at the Brunswick High Pirates, and our thoughts are, you know, our opponents can be nameless and faceless. We're gonna work on getting ourselves better. We know that we're gonna get in the playoffs. We know we're gonna be in the playoffs, and we gotta be playing our best ball. So whoever's in our way, they're gonna see the best Brunswick High football team that we can put on the field, and it doesn't matter, you know, who our opponent is. We're coming at you.
We have a good football team, Coach, and we are going to be a tough out come playoff time.
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating. I think I don't care who we play, honestly. You know, eventually to win the state championship, you got to go through the big dogs. And if we got to go through the big dogs early, then we got to go through the big dogs early.
Well, if things play out the way they are, we'll see a big dog hopefully in the second round.
Yep.
So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to come and join us each and every week during the football season right here at Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!